أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا يغرنك تقلب الذين كفروا في البلاد، متاع قليل ثم مأواهم جهنم وبئس المهاد. لكن الذين اتقوا ربهم لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها نزلا من عند الله، وما عند الله خير للأبرار. صدق الله العظيم. The last few verses we discussed Ulul Albab, whom Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has decreed and defined as the people of wisdom, those who remembered Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in all conditions, and they pondered about the creation of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and then they submitted, made dua to Allah Ta'ala, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's response of acceptance. Here Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speaks about in the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there were some sahaba that used to observe the Quraysh of Makkah, the Kuffar of Makkah, that despite the fact that they were the enemies of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, they would travel the world. Of course, at that time, the world around them, Syria, Yemen, and they would conduct their business, and their movement was free, acquisition was in abundance, and in this way, the observations were free movement, acquisition. And on the other hand, in the early days of Medina Munawwara, it was difficult for the Sahaba to travel around. There was financial constraint. The difficulty was that if they moved around freely, then they would be captured by the enemies of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So the thought in their hearts would be that how is it that these people are the enemies of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala? And being enemies of Allah Ta'ala, how would Allah Ta'ala allow them to travel so freely? So Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala responds to their call and the thoughts that had appeared in their hearts. And probably in those days, the travel was by caravan and horseback and that kind of travel. In today's times, the restrictions upon those that do the work of deen, those that try to follow the sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they have many restrictions, many difficulties with regards to immigrations and securities, etc. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to responds to all these types of questions that may appear to the hearts. Allah ta'ala says, لَا يَغُرَّنَّكَ تَقَلُّبُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فِي الْبِلَادِ. تَقَلُّب in Arabic in actual fact means to turn, but here it is used in the meaning of travel, that the traveling of those who disbelieve should not delude the believers, should not delude you in the lands, in the different cities, because whatever they travel for, whatever they acquire and whatever their acquisitions be, they could be in the tons insofar as goods are concerned. They could be in the millions or billions insofar as rands and dollars and euros and pounds are concerned. But all of that, Allah Ta'ala says, mata'un qalil, it is a very small earning and a very small benefit that they have acquired, because whatever the acquisitions be, will be for a very short period. It will be for the period of this world. What would happen? ثُمَّ مَأْوَاهُمْ جَهَنَّمْ. In that time, It was used against the deen, it was used against Islam, and in these times much of it is used against the deen of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So, ثُمَّ مَأْوَاهُمْ جَهَنَّمْ, then their abode will be the fire of Jahannam, وَبِئْسَ الْمِهَادِ, and it is an evil abode. So it is not about today, and it is not about the movement of today, it is not about the acquisition of today, it is not about the life of today. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, look at the final destination, don't look at the travels and the free movement of today. Allah ta'ala says, لَكِنِ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْ رَبَّهُمْ, but those who have the taqwa of their Rabb, those who fear their Rabb, in other words, they have brought true iman in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, they practice the true deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and of course, they have the true fear of Allah Rabbul Izzat, lahum jannat, for them are the gardens, tajri min tahtiha al-anhar, under which rivers flow, khalidina fiha, they will dwell in it forever. So, in opposition to mata'un qaleel, that the people of this world will have whatever they have for a few days, it will be benefit for a short while, for them will be khalidina fiha, they will have it forever and ever, nuzulam min indillah, and it will be a hospitality from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's side. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself will be the host, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will serve them, and it will be all because of the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws the contrast. So do not stretch your eye to see their free movement. Do not see what they have. It is all for a very short while, but see the end of it. So here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala teaches us another very important lesson. It is not about the life of today. It is about the life of tomorrow. It is not about the journeys of today. It is about the ultimate destination, and that is about Jannat. وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ لِلْأَبْرَارِ, and whatever is by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is in the hereafter, is khair, it is better, lil-abrar, for the righteous, for those of course who serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for those who have brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and for those who are obedient to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us, let us not see whatever happens to others in this world, but let us focus on our iman, strengthen that iman, become obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do things for the pleasure of Allah Rabbul Izzat, do things that are according to the commandments of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Never mind the restrictions insofar as our travels are concerned. Never mind the difficulties that we are going through today. But the most important thing is obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the sunnah of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. How many times do we hear people saying that they are unable to follow the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam because of travel restrictions, etc. The travel is not what the ultimate is. The ultimate is obedience to Allah Ta'ala and the sunnah of our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.